The US President Barack Obama has been marking his first 100 days in office with some good political news and some horrible economic developments. Mr. Obama has been celebrating the defection of a key Republican senator, a move that could be a political game changer in Washington. But he's also grappling with fresh indications the US economy remains mired in a deep recession. North America correspondent Michael Rowland reports.
Barack Obama began his 100th day in the White House showing off an exquisite political present. He fronted the cameras alongside veteran Republican Senator Arlen Specter, who's just defected to the Democrats, giving the president's party more than a decent shot of securing effective control of the U.S. Senate.
I do think, Mr. President, that I can be of assistance. You have projected the administration that I feel very comfortable with.
Today I have the honor of standing next to the newest Democrat from the state of Pennsylvania. And let me tell you, Arlen Specter is one tough hombre.
The newest Senate Democrat could be decisive in helping Mr. Obama win congressional support for much of the bold political agenda he staked out since taking office on a chilly afternoon just over 3 months ago.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
The president has made a whirlwind start. He stepped up the U.S. war effort in Afghanistan while moving to withdraw American troops from Iraq. Mr. Obama has moved to repair America's battered image overseas, called for a world free of nuclear weapons, and ordered the closure of the much-maligned Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. At home, he's expanded stem cell research, laid the framework for extensive healthcare reform, and reversed the U.S. denial of climate change.
So today, on my 100th day in office, I've come back to report to you, the American people, that we have begun to pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off, and we've begun the work of remaking America.
But it's been the struggling U.S. economy and the strained financial system that's dominated the president's time and efforts. And as he marked his 100th day, Mr. Obama got an unwelcome reminder of just how bad things are. New figures show the U.S. economy shrank by 6.1% on an annual basis in the first 3 months of this year. Coupled with the 6.3% decline the previous quarter, it's been the worst 6 months for the world's largest economy in more than 60 years. But there are glimmers of hope, to use a phrase popular with the president. Consumer spending actually rose over the quarter, and factory stockpiles have now fallen so low that businesses will need to quickly ramp up production and employment once the economy recovers. In Washington, this is Michael Rowland reporting for AM.